possible pricing for you, okay? We're going to love this one for sure.
Thank you for holding. Is this Rich?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Rich. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
All right. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. It's been a busy day today, but I guess that's a good problem to have, right?
That's always a good problem to have.
Absolutely. I understand you were speaking with Maria. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Yeah, she did. She did a real good job with that.
Okay. She asked me to go over some pricing with you, but did you have any questions for me about the listing on Google or how the placement works?
Yeah, well, because I did tell it. Yeah, well, I mean, you could. How would the placement work as far as that?
Okay, so if you were to go on Google and you typed in painting company, Fort Myers, Florida, just as an example,
right.
like one of your customers, right? When you do that search, there's a map that pops up in the middle of the screen. And then next to that map, you're going to get three top recommended options. Right now, it'll be like Ryan Hammond, Inc., Florida Painters, A&J Painting of Fort Myers and Renovations. Have you heard of those guys? Have you seen that before?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's where we're talking about placing Trinkle's Painting. We had a listing that became available within our company as a Google partner. And when that happens, Google will create a list of the businesses that they feel could be qualified. And then my representatives, kind of like Maria that you were speaking to here, are helping me. We're going down the list. We're just looking for one of you guys to fill that position. Once we fill that spot, we close out the entire category for the area. We won't be able to work with anybody else that provides the same services. Does that make sense?
Okay, makes sense. Yep.
Okay. So everything we do is month to month. We don't ask you to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. The pricing's dependent on your specific business, right, and what your needs are in order to get not only get you listed, but just to make sure that you're successful with it each month, right? And the goal is to show you positive ROI so that we could build a long-term relationship with you. So we do have different packages.
I said I tried Angie's List for a year, and that was a complete waste of my time.
Oh, well, if you could do anything with Home Advisor by Angie's List, then you're going to love this because we don't sell the leads to you or five or six other guys. You know, we're listing you as a top recommended option, and the people are able to contact you directly. So there's no there's no lead fee lead going to other people, right? So you're just getting live calls from real people who need help in real time. It's a different kind of opportunity here. And then the credibility and the reviews and all the stuff that we build up, you know, you keep that even if you are to leave the first page placement later. So we're establishing things that your business is going to have online. It's like your online footprint, and you keep those. You know, it's not just because you're using our service. We're actually building your company's online presence. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. Yep. Yep.
Okay. Do you have a website at all?
I did tell her that I do have a Facebook page. I'm actually been in the process of working on a website right now.
Okay. Well, we have a package that includes a website.
Okay.
So we can get that done for you too as part of the service. And then the Facebook page, are you running any kind of ads through it to get some painting leads coming in?
Now I just basically, you know, we post, you know, other different projects that we do, you know.
Gotcha. Well, that's good, though, because it's like a portfolio, you know. If you get a prospect on there, it'll help you reel them in.
Exactly. Because they go up and then they can look it up. They can see we have a portfolio of all different projects we've done, you know.
Right. What we want to do is make sure you're getting a lot of prospects looking at it, right? And that's where the ads come into play. We do have a package that also has Facebook ads. So we'll be able to help you in a variety of different ways. I think that that's going to be the best package for you because it'll basically turn us into like a one-stop shop for you. You'll have the Google placement, which is going to be your bread and butter, but, you know, it'll also put you on Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages, those Facebook ads that we just talked about. You're even on Amazon Alexa voice search results. So that way, you know, the marketing department for your company, you'll know, you know, you could check that box, go to sleep every night knowing that if somebody's out there looking for a painter, your name's going to be in the conversation if it's online.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just sent you a text here with the pricing page, so let's talk numbers here.
Okay.
Okay. There's a package in there, and the package that I was talking about is the very last one down. It's called our Platinum Bundle. Now, you're going to see some big numbers there, Rich, initially, right? But there's some credits I'm going to apply to try to get it down for you, so don't
be. I'm not seeing here. You sent me a text?
Yeah, I sent it to this 239-471-5202.
Okay, I don't have it.
It should be from an 877 number.
77. Okay, Local Splash.
Yep, that's it. That's us. It'll say click on the link to see our pricing.
Generate leads, I see.
Okay. Scroll all the way down. You'll start seeing
all the way
packages.
Down. Is it all the way down?
Yeah, it's the last one down. It's called the Platinum. It's advertised at $599 monthly. And then there's a $299 setup fee in the fine print. So it's usually $898 for a business to start from scratch and then $599 monthly. What I was thinking I could do for you, if you want to come on board with us today, is I'll put you on this Platinum package, but I'll cut the monthly subscription in half as part of a new in business credit. It'll drop it down to just $299 month to month, and then I'll put in a request to have your setup fee waived for you since you're already kind of invested in some other avenues and those didn't work out. I mean, obviously, if I could give you that money back, I could, but I can't.
Right.
But I could help you this way.
I got to be honest with you. So, I mean, just, you know, because I just to let you know, I got scammed once not too long ago. Okay, a company called me up, advertising the whole thing and everything like that. They went to web page for me and everything like that. I lost $1,000. I never got it back. It was a scam. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So I would definitely, I mean, you can send me this, do an email. I really have to look into you guys just to make sure you guys are legit. You know what I mean? Because when somebody calls you up on the phone, there's just too many scams today.
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
And you have to get, and I never thought I would get scammed. And I'm a pretty smart guy, and I got
scammed.
I lost $1,000. Okay,
well, I could assure you we're not a scam.
Right off the bat, this all looks good. You let send it to me in an email. I'm gonna just want to just look into you guys. If you guys are legit, I'm willing to sign up with this thing. This sounds pretty good to me. I'm
okay,
willing to give you guys a shot. But I'm certainly not.
Can you do me a favor?
Yep. You know, absolutely.
So if you go to your text messages, I sent you a link.
Okay.
And if you just click on that link.
Okay.
Okay, and that same 877 number, 635-6225, that I'm texting you on, is our business phone number there, right next to our business listing, our Google business profile.
Looking. Look at that.
Yeah.
That was the one that you just sent me, right?
Yeah, the number that I'm texting you on is our company business line, and then that's also has all our reviews and everything. So we have thousands of reviews. Every business owner that you see when on the first page of Google, when you look up painting company or anything, if you look up plumber, HVAC, any kind of service-based contractor, they got up there through the Google Partner Program. It would be a company like ours that's doing it for them, that's putting them there.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So not a scam. I've been working here 12 years. The business has been around for 21 years. You got about 450 people that work here. So
I got you.
Yeah, you're in good hands, and it's a true month-to-month service. So, like, we're not getting paid each month unless our customers are doing well, right? The business owner has to see ROI in order to keep using our services each month.
Correct.
So I understand maybe you had a bad experience in the past, and then the Home Advisor by Angie's, I get it.
Yeah, and so now it was just really two in a row, and I said, wow, this is unbelievable. Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm really sorry to hear that. Honestly, it's just I can't say that, but it really upsets
right.
me to hear that that happens to you.
Yeah.
But I've been
like I said, I work hard, you know, in my business and for everything, and you know, business course, I try to keep them, you know, comparable as possible, and you can throw money away and to lose, you know, and to lose time and everything like that. It's just unbelievable. You know?
Yeah, I agree. I agree. You don't want to waste a penny, you know?
So I'm a pretty, we all make mistakes. I love, you know, you learn from your mistakes, makes you a little wiser.
Yeah.
So
I'm not asking
you
to sign up for a year.
Right. I like to do my due diligence looking it up. But, I mean, this is, you know, so this is definitely month to month, correct?
Right. And that's what I was getting at. It's like we'll prove it to you and earn your trust as we go. And that's the only thing anybody's going to be able to really provide to you when you're saying you had a bad experience is to say, hey, I'll cut the bill in half. I'll waive the setup fee. And I'll wear that black eye, you know, for the last company.
Right.
Like, I understand somebody didn't treat you right. But at the end of the day, your business is going to suffer if we don't cross this bridge at some point. And success
correct.
On the Internet's
correct.
All about working with the right people. So if you can give us
that
1% of your trust, you know, we'll earn the other 99% as we go. And we'll follow up with you day
right.
to day, walking you through the process until you got the hang of everything and the clients are rolling in regularly.
Right. Okay. Mhm. And you said, and at this point, you said it would be $299 a month.
Yeah, it'd be $299, and I'll get you the full platinum package. So the website's included, the Facebook ads is included, and the first page placement on Google.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's also creating a website.
Correct. Yeah. So we're gonna buy a domain with that money. We're gonna do graphic design and content creation. So we're going to build your whole website, how you want it to look with your input, of course. And then we're going
okay.
to do hosting, and we'll have that attached to your placement on the first page of Google. We'll even link it up
okay.
to your Facebook page, too. So they could use that as
okay.
a reference point. And then you'll be on the
right.
first page anytime somebody looks up painting company, painting contractor, as long as they're within 40 miles of you, they'll be able to see you on the first page. And then same thing for Facebook. And Facebook will do a remarketing campaign, too. So if they've looked up painters in the last 48 hours, you'll actually pop up to them on Facebook with an ad for them to contact you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got you. Mm-hmm.
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 So it's kind of like we're casting a net. We're going to try to use all these tools to get you as many leads as we can each month. So that way at the end of the month, you go, okay, I spent $299 with these guys, but, you know, I could see that these six projects that I had last month also came from people that they
right,
and
that's all, exactly. If that's happening, that's all great. Like I said, that's kind of what I expected from Angie's, and that was
yeah.
a complete waste of time.
No, I hear you.
It really
if
was.
You go to App Store, you can even download our app, and you'll have your own username and password. So trust me, we have guys where we sign them up, and they don't have any trust, and they want to babysit it day by day, and that's fine. You know, we give them the ability to do that because it's their business, you know, and we want to make sure that they're comfortable.
Right.
And the guys that are usually the happiest with the service are the ones that get in there and see what we're actually doing each month. You have a team of people that are working to help your company and help you succeed on this mission.
Right. Correct. Correct. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you're not in there by yourself. You don't have to worry about jumping on a computer at night or figuring out a website or when your next customer is going to come in, you know. It'll allow you to
right.
take care of the people as they come and try to generate good reviews and keep building the brand.
Right. Well, I mean, I've worked hard to build my brand, so that's why
mm-hmm.
I'm very careful and very selective, you know.
Yeah. But it should be there,
work.
You know. You don't want to have a
right.
a guy right down the street from you with $1,000 project, and he pulls up his phone and he looks up painting company, and then he ends up calling Ryan Hammond and paying him $200-$300 more, and you could have got
right.
that project and saved him. It would have been a better deal, you know. So
right, right.
just having that placement, that's the difference maker. Like right now, if there's a guy at the end of the street who has that project and he does that search, he's not even seeing you as an option. Your name won't come up in that conversation.
Right.
Until we do this, right? So that's the whole point.
And how many people are in that area right now? You said Ryan Hammond and AIG.
A&J, so yeah, and then there's Florida Painters as well.
And Florida Painters, correct? So there's four out there?
Yeah, typically they display three at a time. So once we have you up there, one of those is going to rotate off. They haven't told us which one yet, but we're going down the list. We're just looking for one of the painting companies off Google's qualified candidates list to take the spot.
I got you.
So that's why we're calling you.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate the call. And, you know, I'm willing to give you guys a chance, you know, but I certainly would like to, you know, keep an eye on things for the first month just to make sure that everything, like I said, is legit and you guys are what you're doing. You're supposed to be doing, you know?
Yeah, of course. Of course. I'll walk you through the whole setup process right now, and that'll give you a lot of intel on how we do things and what company you're working with, okay?
Okay.
All right. So let me create your Google business profile. This is what people are going to see on the first page of Google when they do that search for painters. So on the first page, you can only have one phone number up there. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
That's fine. That phone number is fine.
Okay. So 239-471-5202?
Correct.
Okay. And then there's a pin on the map, and that kind of indicates where your business is in Fort Myers. I don't have to display your address, but Google typically sends a pin in the mail. It's like a little postcard-sized letter just to verify, and that's how you get the dot. You let us know what the five-digit number is, obviously, when it comes in so we can confirm. But do we send that
right
to this 3721 Tallman Street?
I would actually be, it would be 870 Rue LeBeau Circle, Fort Myers. It would be,
okay,
like 33913.
870, you said Ruleberg?
Rue, R-U-E, R-U-E, Rue.
Uh-huh.
LeBeau, L-A-B-E-A-U, Circle.
Okay. Fancy.
And that's Fort Myers, and that comes to
339913. Okay, got it.
Correct.
Do you want me to hide this address or leave it displayed?
You can leave that displayed, that's okay.
Okay, that'll show up with the business name. And then it's just Trinkles Painting, right? Are you an LLC or incorporated at all?
I am an LLC.
You are an LLC. Okay, let me add that to the business name. And then I'm assuming Rich is short for Richard, right?
That's correct.
Okay, last name Trinkle?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, I'm going to send you everything in writing, and I'm also going to send you a receipt so you can write this off as a business expense because it is Google advertising. So what's the email address that I could send that to?
Oh, that would be Trinkles Painting. It's my last name, T-R-I-N-K-L-E. F-Painting at Gmail.
Perfect. You're already a Gmail user.
Correct.
Okay. And then how would you like the hours of operation for your business listed on Google and Bing?
Monday through Saturday.
Okay. Monday through Saturday.
7 to 5. Yeah.
7 a.m. to 5 7
to 5.
p.m. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go closed on Sunday?
Closed on Sunday.
Okay. And can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I take cash, checks. I don't take cards right now, but I can, you know, I could certainly make a service if I had to. I typically, usually just checks and cash, you know, I don't usually take a lot of cash. I prefer a check.
Yeah, it's just easier of a track.
I like
this,
you know what I'm saying? It's just easier. Yeah, you know, my accountant rounds on cash, you know.
Yeah, I agree. I know you want as many write-offs as possible. That's really what the accountant is looking out for you with.
Correct, and that's why he says, yeah, you better off just have someone cut you, you know, write you a check.
Yeah, that's
and
the
so
way. Stuck,
you know? Although if it's someone's paying you cash, you can't write it off, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes, I mean, if you send him an invoice and then you could put down its cash, but he's right. It is easy to track. Yeah.
It's just easier to track, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You don't want Uncle Sam knocking on your door. That's one way to lose a business.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So I have your account created. Now we're going to want to do a client interview with you so we can build your website. The client interview is going to go over like how you want the site to look, the services that you're listed for, and the areas that you're going to be listed in on these platforms.
Mm-hmm.
So usually a client interview, it's going to be with one of our representatives. It usually takes about 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour. Just in case you have, like, extra questions or the call goes over, what would be the best time to do the client interview with you?
Let me see. How about Saturday?
Oh, well, we're not in for client interviews on Saturday and Sunday. We do have customer service on the weekends, but the client interview technician is in a different department that will be contacting you. So preferably tomorrow. I have times anywhere, any time between 10 a.m. and the latest would be 6 and 7 tomorrow, Eastern Standard.
Okay. It would have to be between 6 and 7, yeah, because I tomorrow I just have a very busy day. And
okay.
I don't get home until about 5.
Okay. So what I'm going to do then is I'm going to schedule a calendar invitation. Since you're setting up for a busy day tomorrow, and they'll actually send you a text message 1 hour prior to the appointment as a heads up reminder. Okay, just and also to make sure it's still a good time for you. If anything changes where you can't make it, just let us know, and we could push it to Monday, Rich. But I want to get you going as soon as possible. So try to make that appointment if you can, please.
Oh, absolutely. No, I'm okay with that appointment.
I don't want to waste a day. If you're going, hey, I'm going to try it on a month-to-month basis, I want to make sure we're getting things rolling as quickly as we can.
Exactly. Like I said to you, if they're getting scammed, and dealing with Angie's List, it was just, I really just had a bad taste in my mouth and was very disappointed, you know.
I understand, but I'm on a mission here. I want to make sure that this is your last stop as far as online marketing and advertising is concerned. And so that's why I'm going above and beyond with trying to get things going as fast as possible so you could see, you know, what it's like and you know, put that behind you. Put that in the rear view.
Well, and like I said, if you send me that app, I can at least just, I mean, I appreciate, you know, I just want to see that it's actually legit. Things are being worked on as, you know, it's promised, and it's generating, you know, actual leads, you know, a real lead for me, you know.
Yeah,
and
actually,
a good bit, you know, as long as that it's and I'll be able to tell within a very short period of time.
Oh yeah, you'll be able to tell. So actually, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go ahead and secure that first month, and then when this payment goes through, it's going to send you while I have you on the line right now. A receipt with everything in writing. It's going to give you the username and password for the tracking system in our app, and then you're also going to have the verification form. So we'll have basically a step-by-step printout and everything in writing that we're doing for you and how we're going to execute it coming through right now.
And are you sending that to my email right now?
We're going to text and email it, but it comes through automatically when I activate your account. The account becomes active when I process the payment. So I just got to secure your first month's payment, and then while I have you on the line, these are going to come through, and I'm going to make sure you have them all, and we'll go through them, okay?
Mm-hmm. Hang on.
All right.
Hang on 1 second.
Okay.
Why don't you do that?
Yeah.
Take a minute. My wife just wants to look you guys up on a better business bureau, which I don't blame her.
Yeah,
just
absolutely.
Give me, you know, like I said, we just, we had a very bad experience.
I sent you the link earlier when you were telling me about it. If you can pull that up, it'll make it easy for her. It's right there. I don't want to avoid that. I actually try to show that to people because that is usually a big selling point.
You put that Focus Splash link, right?
Yeah. If you click on that link, it has all our reviews. So it'll have, like, our Google reviews. It has our Bird Eye reviews. It has our Better Business Bureau. We're A-plus accredited with the BBB. been in business for 20 years. We're partnered with Google as a premier partner. So, I mean, it's literally as close as you can get to working with Google directly. I won't say we've never had a bad client, but we never had an unresolved complaint. That's why we have an A-plus accreditation with the BBB.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Correct, honey.
And how did you find it?
We're partnered with Google, so you guys are actually on a qualified candidates list for this placement.
Yeah, and I have a Google account. You told me any right, he mentioned those other local slash.
Mm-hmm. And we verify your Google account as well. That's huge too. You can't get on the first page of Google as a top option without it being verified. So that's actually the first thing we do. When I create this account, they're going to update the address. They didn't even have that Rue LeBeau address or that Rue LeBeau circle that you gave me. They had a completely different address. So we have to update that, verify that, and then now you'll actually be findable for people to look you up by name. And then obviously once we do the optimization, they don't even have to look up your name. They just type in painting company or painters, and they'll be able to see you as a top recommended option in those search results as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, a lot of work to be done, but you're in good hands.
Mm-hmm.
So are you, is there a contract or something you have to sign?
There is a contract, right, that you're sending me this contract right now?
Well, we send you everything in writing, but let her know that you are not binded to a contract with this. It's actually month to month, so if you're ever unhappy, you could cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties.
I understand. Yeah, I'm just reading all these reviews saying that everyone's been having difficulty canceling contracts, so...
anybody that's done a contract with us, they mm-hmm. opted into that on their own. Like they had to have said, hey, I want to do 3-month prepay because we give you deals for that.
Right.
Like if you want to do 3 or 6 months or 12 months, then they give you a prepay option. And at that point, it's binded for that term. So they're not going to like reimburse you for that term. You're kind of locked in with us throughout that term. But he had a bad mm-hmm. experience in the past. So what I told him we would do is a month-to-month service. And then I got him on a platinum package for half price. So the package that he's on, it's normally $5.99 on the Google Partner website. I got it to him for $2.99. And then we're just going to go month to month with each other, kind of build the trust one step at a time as we go. It's kind of show and prove with you guys.
All right. So I came in like after the pitch started. So. I mean, so you're a company that, gets on the top of a list on the Google search, or?
Yeah, we're a Google partner company. So anytime if you look up painting company right now in Fort Myers, Florida, like one of the customers looking for a painter to help mm-hmm. them, there's a map that pops up, and then there's a list of three companies. It's Ryan Hammond, Inc., Florida Painters, and A&J Painting of Fort Myers. So the reason that they're showing there isn't because they have the most reviews or they're the best company. They got a call like this one day from the Google partners, and the Google partners are actually what's keeping them up there for people looking for a painting company, not looking them up by name. So that's what we do, is we're actually going to do an optimization to where he'll show to people who are just looking for a service that he provides without having to pay per lead or click or call like he would with Angie's.
Right. Okay. Yeah, because when I look up painting companies, Fort Myers on Google, I get tons.
Right. Like, so you're the first ones you see say sponsored and Google guaranteed. Those guys are doing a pay-per-leads program. If you scroll down a little further, you'll see a map, and then there's three top recommended under businesses. He'll be one of these.
Okay, let's see the map. Hang on.
Are you on Google or Bing?
Yeah, I'm on Google. So I'm on Google,
okay.
And I get
Besides
just painting, the paint company, and then like three or four others, but I don't see a map at the end. It just kind of comes to a dead list.
You don't see a map of Fort Myers with little red dots on it?
Mm-mm. No.
That's odd.
Hang on.
Yeah,
definitely not. It says Google. I put in painting company, Fort Myers,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. Yeah. Or just painting contractor, any one of those. Will work.
Yeah,
Are you his spouse?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hi. Okay. So here, let me send this to you. If you go to the text messages, I had been texting him to kind of show him everything as we go.
How did you find him?
Our company is partnered with Google. So if you look up Local Splash, like in the link that I sent him, and then you look up Google Building 1, we're right across the street from them here in Southern California. So we're a Google partner, and we do this all over the country. When a position opens up, they'll tell us the industry and area, and then we get a list of qualified candidates, and then my reps call down the qualified candidates list. So basically, they've been looking for a painter in this area. And he's on the qualified candidates list. He was contacted by one of my representatives originally, and then she transferred him over to me. Yeah, but Google actually decides who qualifies to be up there and who doesn't.
Right. How do they decide who qualifies?
Could be length of time in business, any and all reviews, any recent activity of trying to create a Google business profile or verifying a profile. Mm-hmm. They have various different factors where they'll put you on the list, and then we kind of go through the list too, and we cherry pick as well, kind of like, this would be a good fit, maybe this won't. We think he'd be a great fit because obviously he was already looking to do something with marketing when it comes to like creating the Facebook page. Going through Home Advisor by Angie's, we could tell this is someone who's been trying to market themselves. And usually the final step for most businesses is going to be the Google Places placement because you don't have to pay per lead or click or call. So it's already like we see somebody that's made a concerted effort to try and market themselves or get exposure online versus somebody who doesn't have those kind of things. We'll kind of like, right. I mean, we'll still get to them, but they're usually not the ones we try to reach out to first.
So he said you would create a market, a website?
Yes.
I mean,
What was that? I'm sorry?
Is that a different cost? Is that included in the...
No. No, that's a part of the service. So that's a part of
it. Okay, got it.
Yeah, it's a package deal. So that's what I was telling him. The package that we're putting him on called our Platinum Bundle, it's going to put him on the first page of Google and Bing, actually. And he's going to have his Facebook business page. It's going to get a boost, too. We're going to run ads for painting contractors on Facebook. And he'll have his own .com website. And then we also have an app that he'll be able to download, and this will help you guys keep track of all the leads, clicks, calls, everything that's being generated from our services each month. So that way you know what we're bringing to the table.
So you're going to send us over what, the contract and all the information?
It's an outline of the service agreement. Every time somebody signs up with us, it automatically sends the outline of the service agreement in writing. So it'll have everything that we're doing for him, all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure that I put him on, the billing date, the cancellation policy that it's month to month and he could cancel at any time. And then obviously he'll sign off on that at the bottom and you guys will keep that for your record in your email. It'll also be in your tracking system and in text message form as well.
So is this something that, well, tomorrow's only Friday. You said you work on Fridays, but you don't work on Saturday and Sunday.
Well, that's our client interview department. So we have 24/7 customer service, but everybody we sign up has to do an interview where we'll customize the website for him. We'll interview and go over like what his ideal customer is. So they'll go over all the keywords that he wants to be listed for. We give you 15 different ones. And then you cover up to a 40-mile radius with this marketing, but if there's areas maybe he doesn't want to go to or areas that he wants to put a point of emphasis on, they're going to want to go over that during the interview process just to make sure that...
I have a website set up, but it cost me $1,300, so I was a little skeptical. So.
Yeah, that's not good. $1,300 is pretty excessive. It better be a really nice site. Let me tell you. Yeah, it better be really, really, really good. Like a bunch of custom videos.
So Can you send that over? And what can we have tonight to look at this? I mean, he's just getting in the door. I'm tired. I haven't been able to read anything. I mean, you want to, and call him tomorrow. I want you to read it first and think about it and go over it. I mean, it's not going to go away in one night.
It is. It does. It does, actually. So you're on a qualified candidates list. So we're actually going down the list. once that spot fills on Google, it's not something where we could keep putting people up there. There's only a certain amount of positions.
Yeah. Yeah. It's up to you. I personally don't trust it, but it's up to you. You do what you want, but for anybody who wants to give you a contract, get away and doesn't let you think about it for 24 hours and sell it car. I'm sorry.
Well, it's month to month. He's not binding to a contract, man.
Yeah. You don't want to – I'm just a little leery because, I mean, I can't even read the contract and call back tomorrow. It's like you're saying, oh, no, if we skip your name, we don't want you as a customer. We're moving on.
That's not what I'm saying at all, man. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying Google's huge, right? And we're just a partner company. So when these spots open up, they create this list and they send it out to the partner company. And then there's a bunch of reps that are calling down that list. If a competing company in the area says, yeah, I'll take that spot, and we sign them up, we can't sign you guys up. They have that position. So the whole thing is about getting that first page placement. The first page placement.
I don't believe he can do what he wants. I'm very skeptical. That's really high skill pressure right there. So you can do it. Do the 1 month, mm-hmm. but then don't give any numbers except the card you can cancel.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you use your debit card or nothing like
no,
that.
No, I'm not. No, I'm gonna use my Capital One.
Yeah, put the $2.99 on it, and
they
give your wife our number too. Give her our number too, because if she has questions, comments, and concerns, we want to make sure that she's comfortable too. You know, it's a part of the company.
I mean, in fact, I mean, if I send you her number, can you send her information so that?
Well, here I just texted you my direct number. It's the same as the company line that I've been texting you on. But if you hit 544, that'll call me directly. Share that with her. I've been here 12 years. I can't tell you how many people I've gone through this process with, and we help them get up and running. So that's totally fine.
Right.
If she has questions, comments, or concerns, tell her to reach out. We'll be happy to help her and make sure she understands what we're actually doing and you're not getting ripped off, okay?
Yeah.
I really want to add that because I get her concern.
Like I said to you, I can't, you know, are you there?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you, Rach.
Yeah. I like I said, John, I just –
let me see what he sent over. What is that?
John Allen. Okay. He sent me a link.
Yeah. Yeah, let me see this link for a minute because, I mean, we're just getting in the door. We don't even have time to read it.
Yeah, I was looking.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wait,
I sent over the packages. I sent over our reviews. You know, I try to make it so that you are comfortable. We are a real company. I've been here 12 years. We've been around for 21 years. So. This is an everyday thing for us where we're every.
How do you get the link
up?
No, I want the client. I want to see the contract. And I want to. Where is all that?
The contract. He hasn't sent the contract. He hasn't sent it yet.
So you're just getting links to the website on Google. Is that it?
He sent me the link to the website.
Yeah, so I already found the website on my own.
I don't want to lose the phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else do you want?
Send it to me. Send it to mine.
So,
Dennis, can you do me a favor and send my wife's phone also? It's
yeah, what's her number?
Yeah, it's 239.
Uh huh.
728-1504.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I'm sorry we're giving you such a hard time, but you have to get
it's
like
okay,
I said,
Rich.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Rich. I'm married. I'm married. I get it. I understand. Happy wife, happy life. You know, it's important.
It's important. Exactly. It means a lot.
I just wonder how a company in California finds a little tiny company way out here in Fort Myers, and there's a billion companies in the world. That's what makes me nervous. I could see if it was a local setup.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Everybody's got to start somewhere, but all the Google partners are in California. There isn't a single Google headquarters in the state of Florida. They're all here in California.
Did you send it there?
No, I didn't get it yet.
Okay. I think it was... So do you have her number, John?
Yeah, I got her number. What did you want me to send? My direct number and extension?
Yeah, that'd be, yeah. So, the contract he hasn't set, but send them, if you could send her the link.
Yeah.
And then also, the option, you know, the options that you sent me.
Yep. Okay. Here's our reviews. Here's the pricing page. And then the agreement's going to come through, too. So So when I process this, it's going to send her the full agreement too. And she'll have everything in writing as well. So I'll be able to go over that, but obviously it's not something that I'm manually creating. It automatically generates when I set up the profile that they're going to message it
okay.
to you. Like it's going to come through while I have you on the line, okay?
So I got the website.
Mm-hmm.
I found that anyway. There's no contract
that's going to go through until I activate the account. It's not going to come through unless I activate the account.
So, to activate the account,
this is the package.
Yeah, I see it. Which is that? So if you activate the account, we're not locked in until we read the contract, correct?
You're only committed to a month of service, so you'd only be with us until May 17th because it's a month-to-month agreement. And then it says in your agreement, you can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, penalties.
But we can't read the contract before we – wait, we can't read a contract before we commit to it?
Again, it's all month-to-month. You're not binded to a
contract.
Right. But they do send you everything in writing, miss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but don't you read a contract before you commit to buying something? Like a contract before you move in, a contract before you move a car, buy a car.
Yeah, this isn't a rental property, and it's not a car. It's a marketing for the business. It's month to month, and it's at your own will if you want to continue to have.
So this guarantees you guys the month, even if. So if we don't like the contract and we go to cancel it,
you
get the you get to keep
the
month.
Penalties, but we operate.
But you keep the $300, right?
Well, we're going to create your site, your Google business profile, the Facebook ads. So the money that you're paying is actually going into running those advertisements and building the website and everything for his company. We're not pocketing this. Google pays us.
No, I know that. What I'm saying is you're not building the website until we sign the contract. So if we,
well,
if
absolutely.
Read the contract and it's just too much and we don't feel comfortable with it, so we basically lose the $300 and you keep that, right? Just want to make it clear.
No, that's not what I'm saying at all.
You just said we're locked in 6 months.
Yeah, you'd be committing to a month of service, but in your service agreement, if you're unhappy, I'll reverse the transaction with you right now. I mean, I'm not gonna promote this company or build a website or do any work for you guys if you guys don't want it. What good would that do us for me to put the time and effort into building all of this stuff?
That's okay. We have to figure out why we can't read the contract first, but.
I hear you, but we do protect ourselves on our end when we say, like, hey, if we do start building your website, then, yeah, at that point, it's not like we're going to be able to refund you if you have a website that we've actually built and we've already done the marketing, you know? So that it is a month-to-month service. You're committing until May 17th.
So from today till May 17th is what, the $299?
Exactly. And then if you guys want to keep going, it's going to be set up to keep
it's
going $5.99. At $299. But you're getting the $5.99 package. You're getting the platinum package. So you're getting the platinum package has the website, has the Facebook ads, has the Google advertising.
All right. So, okay. So
I'm telling you, at $10 a day,
done,
you're going
to
be hard-pressed to find anybody to do this kind of stuff.
Yes, I guess. So after we're done with this and you get your money and we sign the contract, 5 minutes later I'm going to go to my phone and I'm going to hit Painters in Fort Myers and Rich is going to be at the top of the list and
no,
on the map.
No, not at all. Before you hopped on the line, me and Rich set an appointment for tomorrow. It's a client interview tomorrow between 3 and 4. Okay. Oh, Pacific Standard Time. So it's going to be 6 and 7 Eastern Standard Time there in Florida. We're going to contact you guys, and we need to know how you want the website to look, right? We're going to go over what services you want to be listed for. We got to go over what areas you want to be listed in. Once we've completed that, and then Google's also going to send you a postcard in the mail called the Google Verification, we have to update your address. They had an old address here for you. They didn't have this Rue LeBeau circle that he just gave me. So there's a pin. Before? Where'd it go? They had a 3721 Tallman Street in Fort Myers, Florida before. So right now, because your address is old, ma'am, you guys can't even look yourself up by name. Like another person out there can't go on the Google, look you up, because they're going to suspend that listing because the address is wrong, right? So we're going to fix that first by sending that pin to you in the mail, it's called Google verification. That's how you get the little red dot on the map there. Okay. So we have to do all of these things before you'll actually be able to start seeing yourself on the first page. That's why I'm telling you, there's work that needs to be done. It's not like we're flipping a switch, some random fly-by-night company. There's actually a process and a team of people here that are going to be helping build this online footprint for you guys and for Tranquil's mm-hmm. Painting LLC. Does that make sense?
Well, I hope so. Because the last guy that I said, don't do it, which said, told me the same stuff. So
I know. And that's why I went to this link. That's why I went to this link. Because it's so much easier for me to not put in the effort and just go down the list and say, $2.99, you want to be there or not? $4.99, you want to be there or not? You know, and somebody's going to bite on to it. But if it's something where I feel like I can actually help you guys, then I will put in the effort. And I feel like that's what it is. And that's also why I'm offering him a package that's double the price. If you guys leave after a month with all this work that we're doing with building your website, running the Facebook ads, we would actually lose money. So I'm banking on this actually working out for you guys too.
And I'm looking, I would love it too. I mean, so would my wife, you know.
Or it's going to look bad on me too, you know, at the end of the day. But as long as you're proactive with it, you guys are responsive when we're calling you tomorrow, you know, making sure that we're getting the information to get you verified and have you listed properly, it's going to work.
I see another thing you just sent here. It says $898 a month, but a $299 setup fee, and then $449 every month after.
Yeah, that's so the Platinum Premier package. No, keep going down, Ms. Trinkle.
Okay.
Yeah, go all the way down. The regular Platinum, it's normally $599 with a $299 setup fee. You guys are getting that package for $299, and I waive the setup fee, and we're going month to month with you. And that's going to all be sent to you in writing right now.
All right. Go ahead and send that.
Well, it goes through when I actually process it. That's what I'm saying. It's, it's an engineered agreement. So I've created it, but I'm actually at the billing page to where we'll set it up.
Okay.
So I need you guys to trust me.
All right. Over here. There you go.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to send the receipt and everything.
I'm going to say a prayer that we're doing the right thing, John. I know my wife's a little leery about it.
I hear you.
But I'd like to prove her wrong, you know. So.
Yeah, I'm gonna send
it's just you know,
it's gonna come through automatically to her phone, Rich. So let's just get past this part. How did you want to secure the first month's payment of the $299?
It's a Capital One.
Okay, is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or Amex?
MasterCard.
MasterCard. Okay, does it say Richard Trinkle and Trinkle's Painting LLC or?
Richard J. Trinkle.
Okay, let me put the J in there. And then is the billing address updated? Is it this 870
it's 870 Rulabo. Mm-hmm.
Got it. All right, I'm ready for you.
Okay, 5156.
5156.
7679.
7679.
0322.
0322. And then the expiration date, month and year?
It is
329, and then three-digit code on the back.
It is 417.
417, okay. And then I'm going to send this all to her right now. Stay on the line with me here. So the first month's payment, it's going to process right now at $299, right? And that's going to be locked in. So as long as you're with us, if you guys want to keep going each month, it's going to stay $299.
I would love to, you know, keep going with you as long as
I understand. I just have to say this, right? We're on a recorded line.
So, I'm on the same page as you, and if everything you're telling me is legit and you're actually going to work, like you said, I believe that we'll have great success together. You know, it's just that
Google advertising has been the most profitable way for businesses to market for the last 17 years. It's not going
to
change.
And that's good.
That.
It's nice to see that. I was looking up your company, everything like that. Everything is, looking up things, reviews, and it's
not even worth risking my career over. You know, I wouldn't go to these lengths just to get myself in a rock and a hard place. So,
There are people that are out there, unfortunately, that would, I think. But
yeah, it's probably some sad guy in India, but we're in California. Like, I can't do anything with $300.
Right. $300, fucking cup of coffee. Like we had some lunch, right?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. It's not
maybe,
worth it.
Right?
And then the karma of going to hell for betraying people? I'll pass.
But Frank would be
trading hell for
correct.
A cup of coffee? Yeah, it ain't worth it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But is she getting those text messages? Ask her.
Honey, did you get them? Yeah. Yeah, she's looking right now.
Yeah. So if she goes to that part that says, please click here to accept the subscription terms, there's a full outline of the agreement in writing. And then we also have an app, too, that you guys can download, and it'll send you a username and password. And when you get into that app, once everything's up and running, it'll start tracking all the customers and everything we're bringing in.
Okay. Haven't changed the phone number. You got mine on there.
Huh?
Not my contract. You can change the phone number.
Well, that's not what the business owner is going to see, but I just had you in there for us to send this to you so you could see that we're serious. We're a real company. It's not a scam, right? So I just put that in there so you would get the text here, ma'am, Miss Trinkle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So everything's there, right? We document it all. You guys have my direct number and extension. We have 24/7 customer service, so it's all there in writing, everything we're doing for him, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy. You can cancel at any time. There's no cancellations or fees or penalties or anything like that. Just let us know before the next bill is due. We'll part ways as friends. We don't go in there, delete any of your profiles or anything like that. We just stop doing the optimization. So they won't see you on the first page anymore if you cancel, basically. The calls will slow down.
Is there anything that we need to do on the Google Business profile, or are you doing it all?
Yeah, we're
going to
do it, but you still maintain, like, ownership of it. What they're going to do is we're going to ask you for access to it. So that's going to happen during the client interview tomorrow between 6 and 7. I have that appointment scheduled. They'll ask you for access to it. So you'll still maintain ownership of it and access to it, but then they're going to get in there and actually do the optimization on it and do the work
on it,
verification.
In the future, will Rich have to go in there and actually do anything himself as the management?
No, that's what telling him. I was like, we make it easy on you guys. We just want him to focus on taking care of the customers, not worry about where the jobs are coming in. Our job is to try to keep getting customers coming in and get good reviews, you know. As long as you could do those things, you know, month to month, it'll be fine. You know, we keep working on our end and making sure that you guys are up there and you're getting traffic locally here.
Mm-hmm.
It's very simple.
Okay,
agreement. It's $10 a day. Yeah.
I'm looking. Yeah, exactly. I just found the power. It says we get 30 minutes a day for technical support per month for web hosting and storage, but we're not dealing with that, right? You are.
Yeah, that's just like if you call in and you want to sit down for 30 minutes a day and work on your website, we'll give you 30 minutes a day to work on your website. So, yeah, I mean, if you want to have a call every day about your site, you got it.
Okay, so if you require more than 30 minutes of support within a month, then to the client in 5-hour increments, it'll be $375 for each occurrence. The client is saying, thanks, that's the amount.
Which section are you looking at here?
Okay, wait a minute. Who's doing the hosting? Are you doing that too? Or are you doing like?
Yeah, the hosting's a part of your package for the MySite website. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because it says if a client has a paying client for less than 6 months and he decides to cancel in less than 6 months and retain a website, they must repay the 12 months of web hosting. Because I know when I had a website, I had my fee for the website. But that wasn't who hosted it. I had to do like Bluehost, and I had a whole separate fee of them for like $300-something. So that's why I was just reading.
Pay a hosting fee. Yeah, if you cancel the service, but you want us to keep hosting it, they charge you $49 a month. But if you go down to the payment section for your website, I put my site there and call tracking. The cost is zero, so there's no fee for you to repay or pay up on. Literally what your money's going into is the local bundle and then the Facebook ads. Exactly $100 of the $299 each month will be directly input into Facebook ads. That's why I was telling you, like, the way I set up this package, we're not profiting as a company at all on this particular one. I'm not saying that's every case.
I didn't understand if it says here, if you cancel within 6 months, you are still responsible and must prepay the 12 months of web hosting.
Is that under offboarding terms, or what section
that
are you on?
That is on website support, hosting, and maintaining your website. It says, if a client requires more than 30 minutes, blah, 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 it goes up to $375. If a client has been paying a client for less than 6 months and decides to cancel this service, but retain the website, which I don't know why we would do that, but they must prepay for 12 months of web hosting.
Yeah, you're answering your own question. So the first sentence here is that all website hosting and maintenance fees will be included within the term agreement, meaning, like, while you're with us, $299 month to month, it's not going to charge you a penny, okay? 30 minutes of technical support for web hosting, storage. Note that if the time is not used to does not account. Accumulate, sorry, hold on, nor can it be used in later months. If client requires more than 30 minutes of support within a month, additional website project management is provided to the client in 5-hour increments or any portion thereof at a rate of $375 for each occurrence. So this is all pertaining to if you cancel our service and
like
you still want our help.
Well, we're not going to have it forever, so.
Right, but that's another huge point in, like, the deal that I'm giving you guys at $299 month to month is because people could charge you that. Like, your website, like, $1,300 is a very nice site. We don't usually charge that, but it's usually $750 with $50 a month hosting, right? I'm including that in a service agreement form at $299 month to month to make it feasible, and then you're not getting charged any of this stuff. This is like if you want to cancel but you still want certain services, right? If you're outside of this agreement. Does that make sense? So if the client has client less than 6 months, decides to cancel after less than 6 months their services and retain the website, and they say you must prepay. If you're already past 6 months and you cancel and you want to retain the website, you don't need to prepay for hosting. We'll still help you with your hosting.
My hosting is what I did. I prepaid it for the year.
That's normal.
I remember that.
Yeah, but we're not doing any of that. Doing it, but we're not charging him for it. You get what I'm saying?
So, yeah, what's a plugin? Is that like if you add something to the website, like photos or something?
Yeah, add-on and plugins is usually like, okay, I have this video that I want attached to my website. And we got to make sure that's added. Then they'll say, okay, you know, because that's going to take a certain amount of work to get in there and add that.
Right.
But
that's
again,
right?
Yeah, that's a one-time payment per plugin. The company doesn't own, license, or work with the plugins. So, like, we actually would create the video. Does that make sense? It's like, oh, I want a YouTube video that's introducing our company and our logo, and we want to make one with you, like a professional one, where you say, hey, this is our work vehicle, and these are our work shirts, and hi, I'm Rich, you know, welcome to Trinkle's Painting, and it's like an intro video. You could do like a 30-second or minute-long video. We can create that, and we could plug it in for you. It's $49.
Okay.
But it also says no payment is for the creation of plugins or third-party add-ons that are available. So if you guys create it or another company creates it and you just want us to plug it into the site, we're not charging you for it.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Okay. I'm just trying to read it the rest.
You're fine.
So what is an offboarding service?
Yeah, so if anybody, like, you cancel our service, but there's things you want to keep, right, like the website and things like that, we have a game plan structured for that, and that's what offboarding is. Mm-hmm. Offboarding's all about, like, hey, I want to keep my website, but I don't want to continue to run Facebook ads or do Google advertising anymore. Then, you know, we have a plan already where it's all laid out on how you'll be able to opt for, get all of your content